Blog Talk Radio.
Christiana.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Ooh, that was a quick cutoff.
It was very.
Welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us this wonderful Saturday. Yeah, here in Virginia Beach, it's 7 p.m.
It's
still light out. And on the East Coast, West Coast, it's probably like fuck. So you got a lot of afternoon left. We are just gearing up. We're in the process of running us. So if you pop in, you will be entered into the drawing that will be held the start of next week. Anybody that shows up over this has been the third night, will be in the drawing. You'll be entered every time you show up. So just wanted to let you know that we're here. Free readings during this show. Anyway, are you getting attacked?
No, I had one.
That's why I thought I saw somebody saying troll.
Yeah,
I thought they were calling you that.
It was right after that. I mailed them.
Now, be aware, so we have no confusion. I'm using ordinary playing cards. This is the method, personal prophecy, that my grandmother taught me, oh my goodness, over 30 years now. But it's an amazing, life-changing, dynamic, an awesome method of to navigate our paths to the future. These cards can how other people tick, what makes them who they are, why they behave the way they do. And sometimes it's not all what we think it is. And we can use these cards very efficiently in our relationships. It's with, you know, a boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, friends, family, coworkers, move, I forgot, children. Yeah. I don't know what makes your kids tick.
Bada-bing.
And I haven't even had a drink yet, so excuse me.
I don't know how she said yet.
Yeah. Well, it is Saturday night.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
I think that I've just about finished.
Have you spilled your spiel?
The one thing I like to stress is that in using music, you realize that you have a tremendous amount of power over your own future. Things just don't have to happen to you, you know, willy-nilly. Things can happen to you in a precise and meaningful, decided order. Now, of course, every once in a while, there will be a thrown into the mix, usually because somebody whose life impacts yours will make a decision that your path a bit, but we would often see that in advance, and that's why my readings do not cost an arm and a leg, because I would like everyone to be able to come back and have clarity at it. One reading builds on top of the other. I think we can turn this over to Jim.
All right, number to call in, 515-602-9676. That's the primary means of calling in to get a free reading. Call that number. Call it on your phone. Call it on Skype, because you can Skype to a phone number. Right? I started doing the show stuff. I thought you could only Skype to Skype.
Oh, I guess I did, too.
Yeah, a lot of people do. That's typically what back in the day, there was no Zoom. Right? Skype was
and
the
thing. And they could go into the show.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you can. You know,
but no, I wasn't aware of that. A lot of people weren't aware of that. Laura says she can't wait till your card reading is all
personal
prophecy university PP.
And I didn't ask her to prompt me. My problem has time management. As many of you are out there nodding,
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of stuff you got to do.
It's a lot of stuff, and internet-based, you got to do a lot of thinking. And logic is not necessarily my strong suit.
You got to have it kind of, some people can just map it in their brain,
mm-hmm.
people that do that for a living, but we're probably going to have to put it on paper. That's all.
I'm going to have to flow chart, and I'm working on that.
We got flip chart stuff.
Yeah.
We have to get more stickies, but you know. All right. Back to the...
And thank you for mentioning that.
Back to the ring-a-ling-ling. Anyway, when you call in on your phone, you will call in and you'll be told you're going on hold, and you will go on hold and you hear the show so you know everything is cool.
Yeah.
We can see you on a list. You're not like calling the IRS and going to get buried and forgotten. We will see every single person that's calling in. So I keep track myself because this really kind of fits. I keep track of who called in first so I get the person that's holding. If you get disconnected, call right back. It happens. Cell phones drop. They suck. All right. Speaking of cell phones, when you do get through to us, when you're not on hold anymore, please kick off the speakerphone, kick off any Bluetooth if you can. We understand if you can't, you can't. We can't promise how it's going to come out on our end. If some speakerphone, Bluetooth,
well,
like, really, really
bad.
Well,
last time we had a horrible time.
Sometimes it's really
bad. Yeah.
I just kind of say, try again.
Yeah.
We can't. No quality of the reading. Watch out for background noise. Stop. Cool to multitask when you're on hold. Who wants to just sit there? But
yeah,
when you get through, if you can, park it. Park it to a quiet place. Place for cell phone reception. Don't hop in an elevator. Those well.
What would
like
happen
that.
If somebody goes to call them in while they're on the show?
I don't know.
Will
what you're
it interrupt
about.
Their call if somebody calls them? Say.
It's just like you'll just get the beep. You'll get the call waiting. You'll see somebody's calling.
Oh, so it won't just.
Connect them unless they switch to it, and then they're rolling the dice. They can switch to it and stay on hold.
Okay.
I don't like that call waiting thing, but then
yeah.
I recommend
gotcha.
Murphy's Law says when you do that, we'll all of a sudden switch to you and you won't be there. Next is if there is no phone callers in the have Facebook Live folks to contact
sure.
Deborah Lee via Twitter. Now, you can't just do that ahead of time. Facebook Messenger, cool, free, but no automatic holding queue system thing for doing a reading. If we're not ready for you, we're going to have to say not now, hang up basically on you. We won't be banished for anything, but we call right then. So please wait until we say message us now. Wait till you hear that. Don't just do it. You can just do it and get in the queue. Last but not least, the folks that can't do either and they're in the Facebook Live watching us, and we always have a few that for whatever reason can't do it. We'll switch to you folks, and you can just, when I ask you, just type in your question, and we'll roll with you there.
And as we're waiting,
I didn't say anything yet. Well, just let it go.
Ellison, we're going to have you call back in a little
bit.
Yeah,
call back in, right? Not, I.
Yeah.
Folks, I just said.
Well, maybe she didn't hear you.
She might not have, but here's the deal. I'll say it again. Don't mess with us until we ask you to do so, please, because... interrupts before doing our intros, we're talking, and we just can't, there's a hold button, it'd be simple, but they don't, Facebook doesn't have that, we'd be cool with that if they had a hold button, but they don't. Anyway, it was Allison from the UK, there's an international shout out.
Glad to have you with us, Allison.
And that goes to the, if you are, isn't Laura from Canada?
Laura Grant.
I thought she was, I don't know.
Laura, tell us.
Tell us if I'll make a national shout out, and if I'm wrong, then I suck.
We're trying to learn everybody.
I thought she was. I really thought she was. I thought she was from British Columbia, I thought.
Oh, you could be right.
So anyway, those are international shout-outs to those two folks. I'm looking at the time. We are going. Only 5 minutes in the show.
We kind of expect. Okay, good to have you with us. We were expecting that there might be a decline in calls this weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend.
It is for the folks that are
in the U.S.
in the United States.
It's a real good time when people take off.
Oh, it's a terrible time because a lot of, depending on the school system, they can pull them out early. They're already done with school. Some schools are actually done when they start, and then people travel, and it's the official beach season.
Now, I've read something interesting this morning about 3,000 flights have been canceled this weekend due to lack of staff.
I was about to say, it sounds like the personnel management thing.
Now, you would think anybody out there, all you have to do is be 20 years old or older to become a flight attendant. It's only 4 weeks of training.
Yeah, you're gonna get some serious security vetting. They're gonna look at your background nowadays.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so if you were a bad boy, I could disqualify you.
And years and years ago, it used to be you had to be like, you had to be thin. You know, there were requirements regarding beauty. Nowadays, seems like to anybody, as long as you can fit between the seats. You know.
Well, yeah, you're right. Back in the day, it was kind of. Air travel is still coming. I mean, it came out, what was it? Like, really big time was in, what, the 50s, 60s or whatever, and it started getting big. It was a big deal. People would wear suits and...
Oh, and I was on one of those flights as a kid.
They would dress up and, yeah.
They served champagne and you got a nice sit-down dinner.
It wasn't like for the folks that were barely making ends meet.
No, they'd throw you
basically.
A bag of peanuts if you get that, you know. But, yeah, it was very lovely champagne. Passes, because I guess back then it was a big deal. Now it's like riding a bus, you know.
Hey, folks, real quick, if you are calling, sometimes I don't like that sometimes because you're not paying attention to me talking to this, and I'm saying something. Just listen to me. I will point to that if you need to see it.
No, because he lies.
I'll just go this sometimes when you're doing readings. You just start pushing through your card readings.
No, I'll give you one of these.
Anybody can call in at any time because the automated hold queue system, you don't need to worry about if we're doing a rating, if we're talking out our ass. You don't need anything. You can call in on the 515-602-9671 anytime. Because first thing, you'll get put into automatically. You won't interrupt us. Messenger is a thing that's kind of it doesn't have that cool automatic hold queue system. So that's why you have to wait.
And nobody's going to get your phone number because it disappears after your call.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to worry about breach and security, anything like that.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't, you can see I'm not writing. I'm not writing your phone numbers down. I'm not like some marketers or anything like that. No, I just, all I do is I look at the area code.
I look it up
to see, I wonder what country or the world that person is calling from. And then I also put it down in another temporary microphone.
What happened?
For what?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Look at that, Deb. You made the show for 15 minutes. Don't worry.
I
got it.
No, I did change it, but it changed. Okay.
All right.
I did not. It was 60 minutes.
Well, I didn't do anything.
I put my right hand up to the hour.
All right. Well, anyway.
All right.
No fretting. They gave us a warning. That was nice that they gave us a warning.
And don't be nervous. Okay?
No, look, they got disconnected.
Just because thousands of people are going to be listening to you. Just worry about talking to us.
And we had somebody that called in, and I don't know if they got the bill was ending.
Maybe
we don't
it dropped
know.
Them.
They might have heard that.
Yeah.
That was a lie. I mean, it was a lie. Okay, I kicked the ending of the show, so we're good. So person who just hung up from Northern California, you can call back, and we are waiting for your call. Anyone that wants to call in, give it a call. All right, you know what?
What?
Let's do it, because we told the protocol, all you messenger folks, you can call in whoever else. Laura, if you're calling a messenger phone, I do not know. It's wide open. The 20-30 second delay. There is, even on Blog Talk, you notice there's about a 20-second delay.
Really?
It's the internet and thing.
Well,
like
maybe
that.
That's how they get people.
Or maybe there's a chance for you to mute them if they start saying really horrible things so you can mute them real quick. I don't know.
We've only had, over all these years, and knock on wood, only had maybe three, four bad calls.
God, it's been so few. The worst thing we had was, like, was that a year and a half, 2 years ago, and maybe a little bit over 2 years, people are going through that couch phase. It was like the internet troll, ha-ha, funniest thing ever for the juveniles. I heard there's a couch for sale on the talk shows. It's like, that's funny to people. That was funny for, like, what, 2 months? It was, like, the most hilarious thing ever known to mankind.
Laura, is that?
I a long time ago, and that's why I had that little talk.
It seems like she wants to know.
No, that was a long time ago. That's why I discussed
long,
that.
Long, long time ago.
See, that's what I'm telling you. I got it. I need to step in and put your nose in my books.
Just making sure I'm paying you enough.
Yeah.
For your work.
All right. So we will take, and now we're going to open the floor.
Okay.
The phone lines, messenger, put a question in, right now, and I shall... We shall press it.
And while we're waiting, I would like to personally put a big shout out to the woman in West Virginia. Not a lot of details coming out
yet. I hope you fact checked it.
She was CBS News. Nah, I don't think they're going to lie.
Sometimes those really aren't, but yeah, okay, go ahead.
She was at an event, and so help me, I can't remember what it was. But there
was
some
kind of graduation thing.
Yeah, there was an active shooter there who started to fire away. She had a concealed weapon permit. She took her gun out and she egged them right off, dead. And they're all saying she saved lives. That was yesterday. And I said, God bless her. We've had enough shooting. Little children, elderlies, and come on. It's insane out there.
Wow, wow, West.
And yet, I grew up. We had guns all over the walls and in the house. Touched them. I would go to school with high school kids hunting rifles in their pickup.
Nobody cared the parking lot with guns.
Yeah, it just wasn't a thing.
Remember, they didn't go inside the school.
Mm-mm.
A lot of these kids would go immediately, leave school early, or... sort of early, and they'd go do a quick little hunting away after school with their buddies. Or
sure.
Something. That's all. So they brought it with them.
You clean guns with your dad.
It was
an accepted part of your life, but you respected it. All right, where's Allison? Come on, Allison.
Allison. Well, maybe she got disconnected or whatever.
I
don't know what to tell you. But anyway, Laura would like a general reading.
Well, Laura, here we go. It'd be better with this particular method to be more specific.
Sort of give us more info.
Yeah, think of something in your life.
Narrow it down to category.
Your job or career.
Yeah.
A relationship you're in, family member, situation with a best friend.
Sure. And that's a lot of times the new folks, they don't know what to do. So they just give me a reading. They don't know.
Yeah.
But
maybe.
They because they realize that they can be super duper duper specific. I think, well, I can't get real specific because they don't know. Oh.
Laura, you give us, what did you put in? Okay. That thought, we're going to take Allison.
Yeah, take Allison, and Laura, you shall be next immediately.
Yes. Well, hello there, Miss Allison.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
getting a little late where you are. You don't have to work early tomorrow?
No, I've finished at past 10 tonight.
Well, then you get started. At least in your bed with some good dreams.
Party with the pillow.
That's right. So what brings you to the show? What can I answer for you?
Anything? Can you tell me anything?
Well,
here we go again. Anything about what?
Though? Yeah. Your career, we know you work in retail. And we know there's an ex in your life that, what, works or lives close to the place where
close,
you work?
Very close. She lives where she lives, I thought.
Has he been bothersome for you?
I only start the new job on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Okay. We could look at that. Yeah. Like.
Look at that. Yeah. And, like, she probably heard us. We were talking. When she has people that she gives readings three times a week or so, when I say general, she already kind of knows, based on the past reading, that are kind of peaking and things that are interesting, things that they might need to know about. What
exactly.
But if you just roll in, and that's, we're not saying anything negative, but if you roll in just say general, then you, I just want a general
oh,
fuzzy,
it's going to be really broad.
Fuzzy, wuzzy, yawning reading, you know.
Okay, well, I'm laying out your cards, Allison, and I use a 24-card layout for those of you who are new with us listening in. I prefer not to just do a brief random pull of, say, 2-3 cards. I'd really see the whole, what I call, the whole playing field.
The big picture.
Yeah, that whole enchilada.
Yeah, I'm not sure really where I came from, but yeah.
Anyway, that's right.
You know, they're not that big. You know.
No, but...
it's funny.
Yeah.
I've never had a half an enchilada, so,
no.
But anyway.
But this is what I would do in a private session with you. But we would have more than one layout. We would do several based on how many questions.
Amount.
Yeah, that's right.
Only thing time, as much as time will allow.
I wanted to know if your ex is going to, you know, make any when you were working at the other store.
The new job coming up.
Okay.
I am thinking you may briefly see him, but he's disappointed in you. And did you dump him? Were you the one with the relationship?
It was me. I think it was mutual, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, he thinks you should have crawled back to him.
Or maybe he thinks on his end it was mutual, but it was more your fault, maybe, in his mind. I made it mutual, but it was mainly because of her and his brain.
He wanted the dumper, not the dumpy. And
right.
I feel he's with somebody else now. But
okay.
He's going to want you to see him, like, walk by, or he'll come in and go, oh, I didn't know you work here.
I got away mentality? Is that what it's going to be?
For you, yes. This guy didn't get over you.
He didn't like how it ended. He probably wanted a big ender.
He did. And he's got an ego that is enormous.
Which sounds like that,
yes,
if that's the case.
Right? Yes. You know, had you stayed with him and eventually married him, you would have a full-time job just filling his ego, keeping it. He's going to go to a school of hard knocks.
Yeah,
relationship.
That's like a
relationship. It is.
Too. It's all about the one person, not the other.
But I have a question for you.
Mm.
Now this is. I'm going to go long here. Doing football, they go long in a pass.
Yeah. You go Hail Mary. You're going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Up for grabs.
Well, because I see a card that indicates approaching time. Are definitely going to get married, and I see it within 3 years coming up. Now, how do you feel about that? Would you be, would you like that? Would you want to get married?
Not really, no.
It's not on her immediate list of things to do.
My grown sons tell me that marriage is obsolete, and they say I shouldn't tell people I'm getting married. They feel what's going to be in the future is one of just two people being together saying I do, we don't on paper. Okay, so there's no paper.
I think I know what they say because the divorce courts and all the marriages you see online, that's not indicating the trend.
And the other way is a negotiable 5-year contract that gets renegotiated every 5 years.
Which nobody's done.
What would you call them? Not just, but fines, like, attached. If you need to do this much.
Yeah, that's not for your average folk that are living paycheck to paycheck.
Well, you may change your mind within 3 years, especially if you meet the one.
Sure, that's a thing. She said, it sounded
No, I don't. I do not feel that you should go.
She's not seeing that as being the one.
I don't know that he could ever be in the long term to one person.
Yeah, if he's all about himself, then why would he be, Right.
But now I want to ask you about where you live. Are you happy with your home? This is under Sure to Come True.
Uh-oh.
There are some negative cards here attached to your home, which could indicate, are you a renter, or do you own your place?
Rent.
Okay.
Okay.
You may find that status changing, and it's going to really freak her out. Like, oh my God, I can't believe they're asking me to move, or they want to increase the rents.
Or it's just maybe it'll change management, and the new management isn't really nice, fun.
That
folks.
Could be. Or you live. Is it a structure that has other people living in
it? Yeah, a complex or a duplex or...
Yeah. Do you have more? Is it more than one apartment, Allison?
Yeah, it's more. Yeah.
So
it's in a building with low, like, different apartments in it.
Okay.
Well, somebody there, it looks like if this is the other case, somebody there careless and cause a fire. I don't think there's any loss of... It may cause loss of some belongings. He had somebody else. from the UK that actually had this happen to
them. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're turning back to the time.
Yeah, it was an electrical fire.
Turning back the clock.
That the downstairs in the building they lived, the apartment below them, they had started an electrical fire. And they, the reading from me, they did have to move.
Yeah, it will face people.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
It will do so.
But otherwise, everything was very good for you. Now, your work, it's going to take a little getting used to it.
It's a new job.
Sure.
It has to.
But I think you're really going to shine there. Give yourself a couple weeks. I do. I think you're going to be the star of the establishment where you work.
But
what do you sell, Allison? What kind of retail is it?
It's food.
Oh, like fresh food?
It's like a supermarket.
Oh, okay.
Grocery store, we would call them. Yep, supermarket grocery store. Okay. All right, that's nice.
Don't be surprised if you find, I've said this before, I do see a promotion coming for you where you could end up in charge of your department or you would be asked to take over a department, and it would be a good promotion.
There's a lot of opportunity at those, because a lot of times there's a...
I'm sorry?
So do you think come here because of a fire?
Don't worry about that. It's just that you should be on the alert that in case your goes way up or you get asked, you know, that sometimes they want to do extensive renovations or they've sold a building and then they want to pink slip everybody.
You just gotta keep your little radar out there listening, and when you hear some stuff, don't be too taken back. Like, okay, I heard something might be coming.
Not hearing anything damaging for you.
Pack up and go live in your vehicle or anything like that.
Just that you would be released, which the card show, it would actually be good for you to be more.
There'll be some kind of nuisance inconvenience type stuff, right?
The store is, yeah.
All right.
Well, Allison, I think it's going to work out very well for you. And don't worry about that. I just was using it really as an example to say that because
the building that I'm in. It's a brand new building.
Okay.
Well, that's good because...
See, I didn't do this. It keeps doing it. Sorry. Oh, geez. Well, bear with us, everybody. Looks like Blog Talk is...
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
I'm smoking dope.
Well, Allison,
okay.
I'll be back on the air on Monday.
I think...
And it'll be an hour earlier than this time. And we'll be on at 6 p.m. Maybe that's a better time for you. Call back in and we'll see how things have changed. Okay.
Okay.
By you being aware that I see a setback.
What day did you tell her?
Monday.
It's news for the soul. She'd have a phone. Monday, news for the soul.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
She's in the UK.
But she could have put it in the...
If there's a gap, and there might be, yeah, right. Be messenger on Monday, that's all. It's the only day that we never can do messengers on Monday.
You can be in the live streaming.
Yeah.
And just write in your question.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. But all right. Well,
but
And she's always here.
By you being aware and being vigilant, there won't be any. You'll be able to prevent this from happening. Okay. So, hon, take care. And sweet dreams. Night.
Thanks for hanging out and waiting for us to get to you, because she had to wait about a half hour. But we got you in.
We love talking to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, I want to remind everybody that there can be negative things in your reading.
It's life.
Very little of it we sidestepped or changed altogether. For instance, I've told many, your purse, pocketbook. I mean, everybody calls it something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Bag.
Yeah, whatever it is. If you're a guy, it's a wallet, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, but be protective. It isn't just money and credit cards. It's also your identity.
Your identity, and it's just a replacement and everything.
Do you remember that
horrible
time
thing
when it happened to me?
Good.
You carry with you a lot of keepsakes too that will be gone forever.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. You're like, oh, I had that, I had that. Well, the guy in their wallet has things like, Jesus, God, you know. But let's not dwell on the negative, right? Let us not manifest bad things. Let's go back, and we are hump, hump, hump. So I'm going to remind everybody, for entertainment, informational purposes only.
And we were going to go to Laura.
But okay. I am not done speaking about things about the show yet. Thank you. Why do you do that?
I make faces to them about you.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Because I
can't. That's not a good reason. Anyway, it's the show, 515-9676. That's the number to call in. We also have Messenger when we ask for Messenger, folks, because there's no cool automatic hold system. We'll let the Facebook Messenger folks know it is time to message Beverly. But now is not that time. We have a person on hold, and I would like to let them know we see you. You're in the queue. We're going to get to you. Laura lined up from Canada.
All right, Miss Laura.
All right, Laura, she says she wanted a general reading, and she narrowed it to Will I Meet a Guy, which is nice way to narrow it down. Got to like that. I don't know if Laura's still here or not. Probably.
Well, if you ever get dropped from the show, you can always go to Facebook. Psychic Love Doctor show page, and Blog Talk Radio. They all archive. These things are archived.
Laura's here.
Good. All right. Jim, share some conversation so we
no,
don't
I'm
have
not going to share it.
It's
just a 23-second delay, and I'm sorry, it's not with Laura. If it was Laura, I would say, Laura's here, it's cool, I was just following up with Allison, okay, and then we got to, then I just remind the person that's on Blog Talk on hold, you shall be next. Yes, you shall, and somebody, well, 99% of the time, every once in a while, remember it happened the other day, it's not who we thought it was from that area code.
Right. Right. Well, here you go, Laura, for you. Absolutely. You are going to meet a guy, and he is going to really ring your bell. I don't know how else to put it. He's awesome. I think you're right for picking great friend / future husband for you. He's characterized under what will surprise you. Actually, it's under what you expect to happen. And yes, I do feel that he is coming into your life. He seems darker complected to me. And also very level-headed, we'll say. Okay? Very intelligent. Very good at determining right from wrong. These are people that are characterized as a spade readings, those are men and women. I just lost my train of
thought. Spade, what's the characteristics of that type of man or woman?
They tend to be doctors, lawyers.
Okay, so it's kind of professional.
Yeah.
They pick a thing and
law enforcement.
They pick a thing and they specialize in it.
Because they have a personality that blends
it's
just, well.
It's just their thing.
They can be scientists.
Kind of bounce around to different jobs. They have this one field that they really just roll it hard, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I do want to tell you about another guy here. Laura, this one here is a scammer. And Jim, even you could determine this. Here he is. And behind him or what he is keeping a secret is the fact that he's after you for. So be aware of men that approach you. And this comes from somebody who would be moi, and I swore I was starting to get scammed. But when somebody hits you up, when you're most vulnerable, and they start to tell you all these amazing things that you're the one with the dreams and blah, 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 amazing how they can talk you straight out of $85,000. And that's what happened to me. But we have a recourse when this, what's it called, that Interpol
If it's international.
FBI.
It has to be international or FBI, one of the two. Yeah,
yeah, there are scam agencies. The FCC even will.
If they used, yes, something that's under the FCC's jurisdiction.
So be careful. But all in all, I really feel that this one's going to come to you. You don't have to go and track him down. And I think that is very classic of a really good relationship in the sense that men by nature are hunters. You know, they hunt back in time. They hunt for food. They, you know, they're providers. And this one will catch you. And he is going to really let you know that he thinks you are, shall we say, cat's pajamas.
Bee's knees or whatever, all those crazy-ass phrases from
another
the past.
Another thing I'd like to mention to you is you have a wonderful coming to you in terms of the work you do. Mm. I'm seeing it as a very, very nice step up for you coming very soon. I feel definitely by September. So I hope that helps to know these things.
Yep, and you don't need to look, Deb, because I will tell you anything they need to do.
Maybe I just like to see myself.
No better than that, don't we know?
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yep, and that is Laura, another international. The first two folks we did today are international, UK and Canada, and Canada's international.
Yeah.
Even though we share the same continent.
And remember now, you are entered in the drawing just by being here. We will be giving away free readings.
Yes.
One-on-one with me, like over Skype, call you, or we can do Facebook video call. And rather just be an audio call, that's not a problem either. Okay. Yes.
Talking to somebody else. In the meantime, all right, we have a lot of show left. Nobody. We're going to go ahead and I'm working with some about this, how to get a reading and stuff. But anyway, this is, and it's been, she told me.
It's
we are going to Arizona. And Luna says it is her.
It is Miss Luna.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Hi,
well, we're doing well for, you know, a Saturday night. And how are things for you?
It's going good. My reading tonight's kind of centered around what happened a couple days ago. So me and my husband went to court, but it didn't go my way. Basically, the judge dismissed everything and was like, "Figure it out on your own." But the husband says he's going to go to counseling and stuff. But for me, it's one of those "I'll see it when I believe it" kind of thing. Mm.
So you're saying
I was wanting to.
The judge would not. What was your court? Oh, custody.
It's been family court.
Separation.
And he wouldn't give you one?
No.
Well, things are changing, that's for sure.
You know, the legal system sucks. You know, you can go, takes you, depending on where you are, it takes you all 5 minutes to go get married place. But when you want to get unmarried, it just all of a sudden, there goes that 5 minutes out the window. You notice that?
Yes, but I'm happy to hear in your situation, Luna, that your husband is interested in counseling.
It's a positive sign, unless she thinks there's something else going down, but, you know.
Did you want me to look at...
with him, I wanted to see if the cards are going to prove me wrong. Like are they going to show, like, is he going to do it? Is he committed to this? Or is he just pulling me around just so he can come back home? Because, you know, he's out of state right now.
Sure. Yeah, so she wants to make sure that, is that a true... really want to do it, or is he just buying time to get a goal, immediate gain, like come back home, like she
said,
or something like that?
Is he going to go with you, or is
the what now?
The counseling. They probably didn't. When he said I'd be willing to go to counseling, they probably say if it would be mutual or just one person or both. Did they? It was.
I agreed to go to marriage counseling with him, but I also want him to get counseling on his own. Because I'm already in counseling. Mm-hmm. It's so, like, just basically all around.
Gotcha.
And I agree. I totally agree with you.
Well, and it's like that's one thing that a lot of people just oh, I don't want to do that. But, you know, it's never going to hurt anything. It only can help or not do anything.
Well, your husband has had an epiphany in a big way. It's like a bomb went off and he can see reality very strong, harsh light. And he's realizing how much he wants to be in this family with you and your son. And that's never a bad thing.
Sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Oh, it does. And one of the things I tell people, especially women that really, you know, traumatized over their husband, faithful, he did something in a moment. And I tell them, you know what? Nothing gives 2020 vision quite like finding themselves in the arms of the wrong woman. Wrong.
You know that, you know, the old phrase, the grass is greener
sure.
on the other side of fence. Sometimes the fool's got to jump over and say, oh, that grass is not greener. And they want back over where they were.
Whereas now flip this around with women. By the time a woman is out there, you know, unfaithful, that sort of thing, she's pretty much got one leg out the door.
Typically. Because, you know, there's always exceptions to every rule. And people say, it's always true. We're not saying always. We're saying typically. Typically, that
and
is
the
true.
And the man will come
Same
to
with the
me.
Guy, typically.
Will come to me and say, I don't know what happened. She was happy. But all along, she was trying to tell him no, she was not happy. He just didn't hear her.
Yeah.
So, in your case, I think this is going to really put the two of you on a better footing.
And you know what? People never, ever, well, here's the typically. People that are together never just look at a person and say, I'm unhappy. They try to show signs and they do other stuff. It's like, God damn it, just tell them you're unhappy. But nobody does. Hardly ever.
Well, I've got to try and remember from a woman's point
of
view.
I mean, a men too. Men, I'm saying, need both parties of that.
Yeah, but a woman sometimes worries about domestic violence.
Well,
so,
if they,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get you. But not all guys are. Guy's got brass knuckles. Okay.
Well, I think that he'd go for himself too, Luna. I do. That's something I hope for him to consider. For you.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's told me, like, he misses me and he misses Wyatt, you know, our son. And then, you know, he told me, he's like, I miss your cooking. And I started laughing. I was like, yeah, uh-huh. I bet you do. Because I've been making all the good stuff while he's been away. And I'll tell him about it, and he's like, God, I wish I was there eating it. I was like, mm-hmm, I bet you do. So
I think he's got a good man there. I really do. And I've been readings to the two of you, you know, for quite some time now. And I think it's going to really be a good shot for you guys to go have counseling. And I think a lot of marriages could use this.
Yeah, and it could be a speed bump is all it could be. You're not hitting the dead end. You could be hitting a speed bump, and it might wake everybody up sleeping in the car. Oh, my God, we got to put more energy back into this relationship.
Exactly. So I'm glad you called, and I'm glad the two of you are finding your way back together. It's always better to pull together rather than pull apart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, honey, we're always here.
Appreciate you always being there with us all the time. We'd like having our regular.
And I'm loving your TikToks.
TikTok.
She puts out some really interesting, funny, original stuff. I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Holiday weekend. And if you're out, you know, and about on Monday, no problem. But if you aren't, you could always call during our Monday night show.
I'll definitely try. I'm taking Monday off to spend the holiday at home.
Okay, well, wonderful.
Sure, yep. And we will, you know, the normal time will be here like an hour earlier than most of the other shows. It'll be 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get on Google and figure out where the hell you live, what it really is where you live.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you all.
Thank you. Y'all have a good holiday weekend.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Holiday.
No, Allison, I do not want you to be confused. remember, certain things will appear in a reading, disappear in the next one.
And I told her that when you talk about this big fire scenario, that was just an example.
Yeah.
She didn't say, I see a fire. That's what I was trying to tell her. She was saying, you might see something, you might see some kind of turmoil associated with your comfortable living situation.
Good.
And she was just
only
an
example.
Could be a water. Just new.
I never thought of that.
Could be
exactly.
A new person with the building. I mean, it could be a thousand things. She just threw a couple things out there.
She'll take another look at it.
She's not telling you to get your fire extinguishers or anything like that.
Right.
It was just one of a million things that it could be that would cause to have some kind of a turmoil in your
and
comfortable
living
situation.
And I do not see you in it at all. It's just something that will.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was before that. I was like, she didn't say she saw a fire. That was just, here's an example.
Right.
I mean, another example is water break. Another
or
example.
A new owner.
A new owner, or the owner's currently assigned a new, like a GM, a manager, whatever they call it over there, somebody to run the, whatever you call them. Some call them supers. Remember the old day with super. It could be that, or it could be maybe somebody in that building that's just causing a lot of issues that's going to affect everybody. So many rules. Now they got to look at other people. Hey, you can't break these rules.
Yeah, just
bless
keep
you.
Going about your own daily business.
So don't get all freaked out and
no.
think of going on fire.
But I always feel it's better to discuss it.
That's what it was. She wanted to make you aware.
Yeah. That something has potential. That doesn't mean it's actually.
It's going to happen. It doesn't mean it's going to be catastrophic.
Right.
So don't.
Yeah.
You know, don't. Get buckets of water, stuff like that, you know. All right. She said something about it's running by whatever we said like less than a minute ago. I just told you while you're looking. She said it's running by the council.
Wonder what that means.
Right, something we said a little while ago. All right, we got, 12 minutes-ish for you folks. Number to call in is 515-602-9. Our first caller in California never came back. Something must have came up. Mm. I mean, they are 3 hours behind us. So who knows? They could have been in traffic and they got crazy, or they might have been trying to get one in real quick before they leave work and then had to get traffic. So.
Well, in this time of year, a lot of people are out doing things.
Yeah. I said Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people are just out, period, doing stuff. All right. Let's start out with... the number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
Yeah.
Or, since the lines are open, you can Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee if you're friends with her. Or, if you can't do either, type your question in now.
You know something I'm often asked? Why don't we have many male callers? And you know, I've thought about that too, but then remember, they don't like to ask for directions either.
Mm.
So I think it's kind of in that same category.
It could be. I mean, I'm not going to be sexist, and there's obviously a reason for that.
Because
she's not lying. There's 99%, literally 99% are females. 99%.
It is. And one thing that I have found over these many years, men tend to, I'm not saying all of them, but they tend to view love as a weakness. And they get a lot of peer pressure. Oh, Jim, you're so whipped. You have to call on Chain and find out if you can go bowling with us. You know, they take a lot of heat for ribbing.
Well, that bowling thing is very true, though.
Yeah. Is it?
That is, yeah.
You call it that, too?
It's like when you work at a place with people for many years, all of a sudden, here we're doing all these cool things. Oh, he's got a girlfriend. She's cool. Oh, she's cool. All of a sudden, I got married. Now he's on lockdown. You'll never see either of them. And it's like, oh, maybe she wasn't that cool after all.
Well, and the thing too, women see love as a strength. We'll walk through fire for the right, you know, partner. We will, there's like nothing we wouldn't do for a relationship because we know that love is strength. And they're on the other side where they think it's, you know, it's on their
part. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. It's different. And plus, men are more now.
Yeah.
And I want to say we're not deep thinkers, but we don't get into all the sometimes things that aren't exact sciences.
I agree.
Typically. That's all.
Yeah.
guy. Now, there'll be guys that say, that's bullshit, I'm into it. I was like, no, I'm saying typical. Everything's typical. There's exceptions to every rule, all the rules. There's always exceptions to the rule.
Now, the ladies out there, it's Saturday night. We can get a little spicy here. Ladies, there's always been a continuing joke, especially out where I live. All you have to do with a guy is tie a little string around his place, or what do you want to call it, around his, you know, and just say, come on, we're going over here. No comment? No.
All I know is if only guys like sex, then being, we would have died out if it's only guys that care about sex.
You're saying we can lead you by your little head.
Oh, isn't that special? And guys can go out there and wave money around in fancy cars, and they'll lead the little bubbles around, too. You
that's
want to look at that route,
providing.
Too.
See, that's
not. That's enticing. That's all. It's the same damn thing, but different.
All right, let's go to our Facebook.
Because you're providing vagina when you talk like that, and the guy's providing cashula. All right, we got the Christiana. Didn't call in from Minnesota, but that's cool. She ain't got to call in, and she had a dream about the goddess
Venus. Oh.
I can't even pronounce it. Hecate. There's a lot of fear in it, and I heard demons and monsters. Is there a message there for my dreams, or an opportunity to see the truth usually? Talked about her joking about that stuff, yeah. So I'm not familiar with that goddess, but I can't even pronounce the name.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to Google it now, Deb, as you put the cards down, as fast as Google can be. Over a magical spell, she went to see abduction of meet the star. All right, she's capable of both good and evil, and she's a Greek goddess, Greek mythology. She was associated with witchcraft, magic, the moon, doorway, creatures of the night. So it's kind of scary.
What's a hellhound?
Hound of hell.
Is it?
A scary beast thing, like just wolfish, just things that aren't, it's not good, okay?
Well, there's nothing bad here. What was her question?
I'm holding a pair of torches and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, her question was, she said dogs. Yeah, hellhound is like, but usually they're not like your happy domesticated dogs. That's why they call them hellhounds. Anyway. She would like to know that she says the goddess of crossroads. Okay, alrighty then. I had a dream about the goddess, and I'm confused by it because there was a lot of fear in it, demons and monsters. Well, like we just ran out of waivers. Sometimes she's a happy camper, and sometimes she's evil.
And I would like to approach this from my own perspective, all right, because I'm not well-versed. You seem to be very well versed.
Sure, right.
In goddesses and
you can do what you can do with cards.
And I'm just going to tell you, I feel there's a lot of fear in it. That what you read, there were demons and hellhounds and
fear and all that. Well, she didn't say hellhounds, but
that is indicative of what's in the people that are going to come to you for healing. And I do not feel it was about you.
Oh, so it's like she might be dealing with people with demons.
Yes,
and troubling past, present dreams.
I agree.
Okay.
I mean, I'm saying,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
I think that you were meant to experience the fear and will find relatable to the people that will come to you.
You may have to discuss them.
Exactly. And the demons and the dark forces, those kind of things, those can also be happening. I'll tell you this much. I have this happen to me when I first started on the internet. It was, is that dark forces were trying to frighten me away, bringing light into the lives of others. The light of happiness, of spiritual, spiritual awareness.
Awareness, awakening.
Yes. And so I often saw like great big cockroaches running on my desk. And off in my side vision, I remember seeing the silhouette of a man with one of those great big rimmed hats, and he was snickering.
He was thriving on fear that he was generating.
Yes. And then finally, one night, and I used chat sessions for AOL, and there'd be like 50, 60 people. And one night, it got so bad that I took my fist, and I beat it on the desk, and I said, get the hell away. I'm doing this. I'm doing this, and I'm going to keep. And that was the end of it. So I think that what you're experiencing is twofold. And make sure, as you're doing all this work, Christiana, there's a lot of cleansing that you do. One of the things I liked, I got from the healing center, healing fountain where I got you. To have us imagine that we had great big long, long roots growing out of, going down into the center of the earth for grounding.
Okay. Okay.
And there would be this great big, huge, colored, like crystal there. And the roots would go into the crystal. And that always, times I felt physically sick after working 3 steady days in the office, and I wasn't cleansing or grounding myself, and I was taking on all these, negative feelings of my clients. So I've had to find a way. Okay, well, that's interesting. I'd love for you to come on the show sometime as a guest, and I'd love for you to share all the detailed information about the goddesses.
She's obviously first.
Oh, she is. And she's going into practice, everybody. So, Christiana, you make sure you let us know when you have your Facebook page available. You need to change. It scares the heck out
it's
of me.
It's actually less than that, 90 seconds
all right.
Rule.
Well, everybody, we'll be back Monday evening, 6 p.m.
Yep.
That's Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, on newsforthesoul.com. Please be there with us. Hugs and love.
Here we go.